Hi, everybody. This is Phil the Issues Guy from issuesprogram.com and Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Do you like television? Do you like talking about television? Do you have problems and can't sleep at night? If you any of those things are true, come on down and join Phil the Issues Guy on YouTube. Phil's recap and review, or check out issuesprogram.com to check out our stuff. Basically, what we do is we talk a lot about television, some movies, but mainly television. We do post-episode recaps, live viewings, drunk commentary games, and just general analysis. So if you love television, you don't have a ton of people to talk about television, or you just cannot get enough of some of these awesome shows like Vikings, Better Call Saul, Westworld, Game of Thrones, even The Walking Dead, and some other random shows that just pop up here and there. If you cannot get enough of all those programs and you want to talk about them, jump on over, join in the live motherfucking chat with some of the best people in the world that all share their thoughts real time whenever we go live. So if you subscribe to the YouTube channel, you follow the YouTube channel by clicking that little bell thing, you can find out anytime we go live. You can also check out issuesprogram.com for a backload of all of our stuff and check out our podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, and lots of other places. Huge thanks to all of you, and hope you check it out and hope you enjoy it. And I'll talk to you guys next time.
And now, the Boston Bastard Brigade, Electric Sisterhood, and Omnis Training proudly present No Borders, No Picks, the world's J-pop and alternative hotspot.
Konnichiwa, my bastards and wenches, and welcome to another episode of No Borders, No Race. I am your King Baby Duck, Evan Borgo. Thank you once again for tuning in. By the time this episode airs, E3 2017 will have started. Unfortunately, as I said in a previous episode, Electric Sisterhood will not be in attendance. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm really bummed about that. I've been personally going to E3 since 2011, and it's always been a lot of fun. Granted, there's tons of work and reporting to do, but nothing beats an after party where you've closed your laptop after writing your fifth or even sixth article for the day. I'm gonna miss the interactions with game developers, PR reps, and fellow journalists, and I'm especially gonna miss going hands-on with some of the future big-named and indie titles. But not going to E3 this year makes it hard for me, as I don't know when the next game convention I'll be going to will be. I was thinking of trying out PAX Prime, but word on the street says it's really pricey to put together. I'd kill to go to someplace like Gamescom or Tokyo Game Show, but even those are mad expensive. Same with even PAX Australia, and even PAX South. It sucks because I like interacting with the people who helped create these titles. I enjoy pumping them up, giving them a good pat on the back, and telling them to keep on doing what they're doing. And if it winds up they're not doing great, I'll give them a couple pointers, and hopefully they'll put that into production. But you know what? I can't be all Mr. Mopey about this. So what I want to do is give all the companies and journalists that are going to E3 a bit of a reminder. And that is this. Have fun. Be responsible, and don't stress the small stuff. Enjoy your time, and always respect those around you, be it big-time journalists and AAA companies, to even the tinier sites like us that go, and indie companies that have maybe just one or two people creating an entire video game. Remember, this is the big stage for gaming, so make it your moment to shine for all to stand up and notice. Other than that, just have fun at E3, and I hope we get some really great announcements this year. With that said, let's start today's playlist. Remember, as always, if you like what you hear and want to support these artists, You can grab just about all these records on cdjapan.co.jp, Yes Asia, Amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, and your local record store. And you know, folks, I sometimes badmouth the idol industry, but when a good one comes around, I can't help but support them. Today, that group is Wake Up Girls, which started life as just an anime project and evolved into a full-fledged idol unit, which is a great idea and makes you wish Love Live did the same with Muse. This song from Wake Up Girls serves as the opening theme to this spring's anime series, Love Tyrant. Not a complete winner of a show, but it has a good dose of laughs in each episode. This song is called Koi de Aide Bokun Desu.
Happy
Yana Ichi Hachi Hachi with Mimi Tabu Nigo from their final album Go, 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 Go. The trio would disband 2 years after the release of that record, with lead vocalist Yu putting focus on her side project Chirenu wo Waka, bassist Ako on her own solo thing, and drummer Turkey joining La La Larks with School Food Punishment's Yumi Uchimura. You might recall that last bit from when we spun School Food Punishment last week. Now for years, Hollywood has been trying to adapt the classic anime Cowboy Bebop for the live-action realm. We had the likes of Keanu Reeves pushing to make it happen, as well as a first draft of a movie script written that was like completely shut down due to it asking for a $200 million budget. With the failure of Ghost in the Shell at the box office, it would seem that Hollywood would just give up on trying to turn any anime into box office gold. Which is why it came as a surprise when it was announced that Cowboy Bebop would be adapted into a live-action TV series. Last week, Tomorrow Studios and original Cowboy Bebop producer Sunrise announced their plans to bring Spike, Jet, Faye, Ed, and Ein to the small screen, with Thor Ragnarok scriptwriter Chris Yost penning the adaptation. There is no news regarding when we'd see this appear on TVs, but if I were a betting man, I'm almost positive that they're going to try to get it out in time for the original Bebop's 20th anniversary, which would be next year. I know, scary thinking that Cowboy Bebop is nearly 2 decades old. Now, I know some people may be hesitant to be excited about this classic show getting the live-action treatment. We've definitely been burnt before, and we're sure to be burnt again. There are even the tough questions, like, who the hell can play a character like Edward, or... Actually, yeah, that's the only real tough question. How can you bring someone this truly cartoony to life? But I'm actually optimistic about a live-action Cowboy Bebop TV series, as it'll give the characters a chance to breathe more than a film ever could. Think about it. For the most part, there's this underlying storyline between Spike and Vicious, none of which can be really squashed down into a single film. Not to mention all the complicated backstories revolving Jet, Faye, and Ed. If it were a movie, it'd be just another space heist flick. As a TV show, they can do far more with the property than a film possibly could. And if you look at some of the more recent sci-fi TV series like Falling Sky, Dark Matter, Doctor Who, and even that upcoming Seth MacFarlane comedy The Orville, which, by the way, actually looks really good, you'll see that they can make some great-looking special effects for the small screen. So I can imagine that they can pull off the vast universe of Cowboy Bebop as a TV show with very little problems. And yes, that'll mean having to come up with original ideas for episodes outside of the anime, to manga series knocking on heaven's door, and the 2 video games that were never released outside of Japan. But if they have got good writers on board that have the okay from the likes of Shinichiro Watanabe, Keiku Nobumoto, and the staff at Sunrise, then I'm sure it'll all be fine in the end. Of course, I'm saying all this not knowing if a live-action Cowboy Bebop would survive past the first season. At any rate, I'm hopeful that this adaptation will get off the ground and prove itself to be a worthy successor to the original anime. Just make sure you get Yoko Kanno to score the show. The music was a true heart and soul of that anime, and it'd be a crime for them to not grab her talents for this adaptation. Seriously, don't screw this up, Hollywood. We know where you live. Alright, let's spin a couple more tracks. Here's an up-and-coming rapper who has found himself residing in the land of the rising sun. He goes by the name Anthony H, and this is his single, I'm Just Another Rapper, rapping about the things I got.
I'm just another rapper, rapping about the things I got. Got my third eye working, thoughts are emerging. One thing's for show, two things for certain. Life ain't worth living if you're not your own person. No adjective is accurate, no noun is profound. Nope. Enough to describe the vibe I got now. Yeah, I'm just another rapper, rapping about the things I got. Got love in my heart, so I might get dropped. One time for Biggie and one time for Pac. How come revolutionaries always get shot? John Lennon, Malcolm X, Gandhi, MLK. I got them on my t-shirt and I rep them every day. I say I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. I said I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. Got a brand new style, so I'm walking with a smile. Grew into a man from an itty bitty child. Now the seed is a tree you cannot cut down. I'm all that I wanna be and all that I'll ever be. I never dreamed to be anything other than me. Glad I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. It's been working so far, so I'm not gonna stop. One time for schemers who haven't forgot how to go mainstream just to sabotage the plot. Bob Marley, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, keep on living through the sound system that I got to keep it pimping. Cause I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. I said I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. And they like me, they need me, cause they seen me on TV, baby. I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. Got the heart of a giant, so I'm knocking down tyrants. I do it cause I can, I do it cause I'm free. And just because I do it, some people hate me. So I'm a fucking menace, like I'm Popeye eating spinach. For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I am far from a beginner. Yeah, I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. But I'm pretty damn good, you can ask the whole block. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I fight for my rights. Every day, every night, with all of my might. Like Marcus Garvey, Abernathy, and my mother Kathy. Yeah, I know what I am, but in case you keep asking, I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. I said I'm just another rapper rapping about the things I got. And they like me, they need me, cause they seen me on TV. We'll be right back.
Electric Eel Shock with their rendition of AC/DC's Back in Black, which can be found on the tribute album Thunder Tracks. Electric Eel Shock have finally released a new album after all this time called Sweet Generation, so be sure to grab that if you can. In one of the big reveals in the anime realm, it was announced that the popular gag series Mr. Osomatsu, or Otsumatsu-san as it's known in Japan, will be returning to TV screens this October. Everyone from the voice actors to staff are returning for this second season, which will once again showcase the antics of the sextuplets living about their crazy daily lives. Now, if you may recall, I initially gave Mr. Osomatsu a low rating on the Boston Bastard Brigade site. The first half of the first season relied heavily on knowing some of the most obscure Japanese culture references and homages, not to mention had a problem with its dry humor often missing the mark. Needless to say, I almost dropped watching the second core of Season 1, as the thought of watching a series with little to no knowledge of what they're referencing would be downright wasteful. And then, to my surprise, Mr. Osomatsu started catering to the outside world. Perhaps scriptwriter Shu Matsubara got a memo or two about being worldly funny instead of keeping it strictly for a Japanese audience, because all of a sudden the show just became straight up hilarious. The racing episode, the parodies of Mad Max and Fist of the North Star, the sex humor, and even the special they did for the Japan Racing Association were all filled with nonstop hilarity. With just a couple week break in between, Mr. Osomatsu went from being an okay comedy to an excellent one. And that's why I'm excited to see what happens in the second season of Mr. Osomatsu, which I'm sure will be brought to Crunchyroll. It's gotten itself quite a big following in America, as I can't go to any convention without someone cosplaying as at least one of the sextuplets. Most likely Jushimatsu, as he is the best one of the bunch. It's a show a lot of people have been wanting to see back on the small screen, so I'm glad that Studio Pierio and the rest of the crew took that into consideration. Let's just hope that Mr. Osomatsu sticks to its worldly humorous views like it did in the first season's second half. And now for a little honeydew to make you feel all warm and fuzzy from their album Don't Know Where, this is Little Rusty Lemon.
Let me ride you, let me steer you through.
From the album Americana, that was the Stevenson Ranch Davidians with Whack Magic. The band will be embarking on a small West Coast tour alongside LSD and the Search for God, Jesus Sons, Dream Phases, Family of Light Band, and Creatures Choir from July 12th through the 19th. Visit their official Facebook for more information. Now, I'm not one to get political on No Borders, No Race, at least not anymore. I find out that no one really cares what a game, music, and anime journalist thinks of the political landscape. However, as a music critic, I can touch upon something interesting I read a week back about former Pink Floyd mastermind Roger Waters. Now, here's a guy whose political opinions are well known by just about everyone. He's anti-Trump and just about hates everything wrong with the political climate of this world. It's even very apparent in his excellent new album, Is This the Life We Really Want?, which I touched briefly about in my background noise section of my Persona 5 review. So it makes me laugh when I hear about people walking out of Roger Waters' concert because they didn't want him to be all political while on stage and just wanted him to shut up and sing. So they try to make a spectacle as they walk towards the exit, with their mindset being how much of a hero they are to call out a singer for his opinion. And to me, those who do that are just fucking idiots for going to the show in the first place. Here's why. Roger has been sharing his opinions on this stuff for decades, probably since Dark Side of the Moon. I mean, who do you think Roger is talking about in brain damage when he says the lunatics' faces are in the paper? He's talking about the crazy people running this world of ours. Animals, of course, was an homage to the anti-communism novel Animal Farm, and both The Wall and The Final Cut touch on both political and anti-war stances, especially in the songs Goodbye Blue Sky, Bring the Boys Back Home, and The Fletcher Memorial Home. And that's not even touching on the political aspects in his solo stuff like Perfect Sense and What God Wants. So first and foremost, when you tell Roger Waters to not get political and to tell him to shut up and sing, you're also telling him not to sing. Same goes for bands like U2, System of a Down, Rage Against the Machine, even bands like Floggin' Molly and Dropkick Murphys. You won't believe it, but Celtic punk is rife with political commentary. Not only that, but you shouldn't be too surprised when an outspoken musician outside of the stage brings his beliefs onto the big stage, especially when it's in the form of a giant floating pig and the guy in the White House being painted in drag queen makeup. It's your own fault for going to the show in the first place and not knowing what to expect. Even though you probably should know what to expect. And the other thing that gets me is that these people walking out of the show think they're sending this huge message to Roger Waters, that they can't talk badly about their politics and get away with it. Newsflash, people. Roger Waters doesn't give two squirts of piss about your ass-backwards ways of thinking. He has your money, and you're not getting it back. Roger wins, and you lose. And if you think, oh, I'll just sell my ticket online then, well, guess what? Roger will still have your money. You're just gonna get someone else's cash, but the dough you spent to see him is already in his pocket. So the lesson in all of this is this. Don't be stupid when it comes to seeing a well-known political musician on stage. Know what to expect, or else you'll wind up being a human embodiment of a Tumblr rant. If I were to see, say, Ted Nugent live in concert, I already know what I'm going to be walking into. A bunch of right-winged rants and some crazy talk from the Motor City Madman. I won't agree with him, but I'll take a couple shots just to hear him play Wang Dang Sweet Poon Tang. I suggest you do the same thing for each and every one of these performers. By the way, as mentioned earlier in the segment, definitely give Roger Waters' new album, Is This the Life We Really Want, a listen. It is a terrific record. Coming up, we've got Malice with a track from their 2010 debut album, Dr. Ray. This is Love Song.
Oh,
Bloodthirsty Butchers with Saraba Sekai Kunshu from their 2003 release, Koyani Okeru. The band would release a few more records until the untimely death of frontman Hideki Yoshimura. No word yet on whether the band will continue on without him, although odds are they probably won't. It's hard to replace a vocalist like Hideki with a unique voice he had. The spring 2017 anime season will be wrapping up in just a couple more weeks, but I figured I'd share my thoughts on how it has turned out. This has definitely been an okay season for the industry. Not good, not great, just okay. My reason for this is of the writing quality of the current run of anime. A lot of the stuff I've been watching has been entertaining, but only a select couple I would hesitate to call winners. Programs like Anonymous Noise, Alice and Zoroku, and even Boruto in the new season of My Hero Academia have always got me pumped up to watch the next episode. They've all got good character development, keen story writing, and a refreshing take on the world around them. These are shows that I can see myself adding to my personal Blu-ray collection when it comes time for them to get a physical release. Maybe with the exception of Boruto, there's a feeling I got where I think that show's going to last for another 200-300 episodes. Meanwhile, the majority of what I'm watching has been decent. Not great, but a nice dose of entertainment. And those are shows like Tsugamomo, Love Tyrant, Akashic Records of Bastard Magic, and Hinako Note. These shows aren't perfect by any means, but they have something that draws me back to watching it week after week. Whether it's the dirty humor of Tsugamomo or the character development of Bastard Magic, there's a reason why I tune back in to watch the next episode. And then, there's a show like Arrow Manga Sensei. I want to love this show and give it my fullest recommendation. In fact, I absolutely adore the characters in it. Elf Yamada is like the best girl of the spring 2017 season, and this was a character I initially hated when I first saw her. But as it's from the creator of Oraemo, there's that lingering feeling of the stepbrother wanting to fuck the stepsister that's running around in my brain. They've already pointed out that they care deeply for one another and that as step-siblings, they'll only be family that way. But you know, these types of shows, they'll be like, well, time for some second-degree incest. And until the show ends, I can't give it any sort of recommendation. At least until I know they won't pair up Masamune and Sagiri. Because that will absolutely ruin everything that Aromanga Sensei has been presenting. I'm not a dude who goes into shipping fictional characters, but for the love of God, they better pair up Masamune with either Elf or Muramasa, and have Sagiri fall in love with Kunimitsu, pull a surprise lesbian relationship with Tomoe or something, anything except Masamune and Sagiri, please. Also, screw Megumi, what a terrible character that is. No, we're not going to call you Megaman, because last I checked, the only Megaman that exists is the one that loves explosion magic, okay? Okay, now let's get back on track, and that would be with sharing my thoughts on the spring 2017 season. And I guess I'll rate it a C+. It's passable compared to the rest of the TV world, but not as strong as last spring or even this past winter. Also, fuck Seven Mortal Sins. What a heaping dump of a show that is. Don't watch that. If you want your fill of fan service, stick with High School DxD and Monster Musume. Way better fan servicey shows with much better plot and characters and humor. Anyways, let's get back to the song list. This is a band made up of all walks of life. They're called Rockin' Flow, and this is a B-side from their fight song single that they like to simply call Phantom.
Seconds. just surrounded by these walls. His body's static, his mind keeps falling to withdrawal. His heart is heavy, can't ever think of a reason why. Besides an ominous feeling that's churning deep inside. And try to shake it off, thinking that it just fade away. It never does, just grows and then it slowly wanes. Falls with confused, his eyes and lays across the bed. And when his voice comes along, it says inside his head.
I'm above you, you above me. From the deepest abyss that can't be seen, I'll never stay away. Within the depths you hear, heaven lay on me. No matter what you do, there is no escape. Oh.
Things to goodbye, to focus on instead. The television, music, good yourself in the web. And even try to stay out, tagging along with friends. Making peace better new, leaving this up to fear. These stretches have no effect, they only make it worse. I'm in through silence at night, making them wanna burst. But through this mirror, he looks, it feels a wretched case. A ghost is over his head, his my pulse in the day.
I'm above you, you're above me. All the deepest abyss that can be seen. I'll never stay away.
Mind. It can't continue any longer. This feeling grows every day, it's steady getting stronger. He tries to call out to others, but they just never hear. They only see the pain image he's so into and near. He tries to run, but he just ends up running the place. It keeps a creeping, he slowly takes him in this embrace. His vision's blurry as he tries to give a final scream. Takes command of his voice before it finally dies.
Now I'm above you, you are more of me. From the deepest abyss that can't be seen. I'll never stay away. Within the depths you hear, never let me appear. No matter what you do, there is no escape.
Are you feeling fine? 長い道の旅。
CL with Feeling Fine from their album Smile. Frontman Hyde is currently busy with his Vamps project, while bassist Tetsuya has just released a new single called I Surrender. Odds are the band will regroup soon after that. Well, that about wraps up this week's episode of No Borders, No Race. Remember, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bastard Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. You can follow me on Twitter at KingBabyDuckESH, on the J-pop, anime, and video games amino pages at KingBabyDuckESH, on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/omnistryinc. Like us on Facebook.com/Boston Bash Brigade and on Facebook.com/Land of Esh. And don't forget about all the other sites under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Phil's Recap and Review, Smashed Rook, and Nerd Crave. Promotional consideration for this week's tracks from Anthony H., Honeydew, and Rockin' Flow, provided by Tom Oleski, and the Stevenson Ranch Davidians by Shameless Promotion PR. Thanks, guys, for sending down these wonderful artists to spin on our show. Andrew, Jonathan, what's happening on the next Wicked Anime?
Well, Evan, on the next episode of Wicked Anime, we talk about the expansive worlds that our animes take place in. We talk about some of our most favorite anime, and the world outside of what we get to see, and even the ever-expanding worlds that we eventually see as the characters grow and progress in the story as well. It's a very almost philosophical kind of storytelling formula sort of thing. It's pretty cool.
And I'm sick.
Yay! See you later, Evan.
See you later, Flemings. Seriously, that was a tough topic to discuss. You're going to hear me struggle with my pick on that one. Not really the best one to try to think off the top of your head, you know? Anyways, be sure to go to the Nerdy Show page this Thursday to listen to that episode. Today, we're going to be ending the show with the end theme to the anime series Sakura Quest, a nice program about a girl's task to rejuvenate a small Japanese country town. This is No Name with the song Freesia. And until next time, this is King Baby Duck reminding you that you don't have to be from Boston to be a bastard. But it sure helps.
Even if I'm not the one you're looking for.
Guys, this is Evan Borgo from the Electric Sisterhood and host of the No Borders, No Race podcast. What you hear each week on our show is but a mere taste of what you can expect from these talented artists from Japan, America, Europe, and the rest of the world. So if you enjoyed something from this week's selections, go to cdjapan.co.jp, amazon.com, iTunes, Bandcamp, the band's official sites, or your local record store to help give these artists your support. We always give our readers and listeners the links to the albums from the respective songs we've spun. So if something resonated with you, give that album name a click and get that record in your possession. Who knows? That one album purchase may help to bring your favorite J-pop artist one step closer to your town. So until next time, keep your volume dimed out and remember to spread the Japanese music revolution wherever your roads take you.